not to temptation. Praise God.
Number three, will it enslave me?
You know what they mean by enslave? Amen. What I'm getting ready to do, is it going to be something that's going to capture me? Is it something that's going to hold me? Praise God. If I get involved with this person, is it something that's going to stop my growth in the Lord?
Yeah.
Praise God. If I decide that I'm going to drink this, will I get hooked on it? If I decide that I'm going to take this drug for the first time, will it hook me for the rest of my life? Will it enslave me?
Good, Pastor.
Oh, yeah. You know, that boy looks good, or that girl, man, she's fine. But if you get involved with her, will you be enslaved? Because you do know you can get involved with some folk that'll tell you, man, you don't need to go to church. Man, I don't go and I'm doing all right. And because you think you're in love, when you used to get up on a Sunday morning and go to church, you find yourself laying in the bed. That's one of those questions. Praise God. Will it enslave me? In other words, will it defile my body? Because you do know that your body is the temple of the Lord. Praise God. Don't you know that you were bought with a price? You were bought with a price. I'm talking about the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So when you walk in worthy, praise God, one of those questions that you need to ask, will it defile my body? Question number five, will it damage my influence on others? Oh, Lord, boy, I know I'm doing the right thing. Boy, I ain't hear nobody but a couple of folks say amen. Will it influence other folk? You know, some folks get out there and say, well, you know that we all should be working on our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. That's true. That's the word. But do you know that you could be a stumbling block for somebody else? You'll say anything. Let me try that again. Don't you know that you can be a stumbling block for somebody else? Oh boy, that's how I did and woke up now. I like that. But I ain't hit too many in this middle. Don't you know that you can be a stumbling block for somebody? Let me tell you some of the people that you can be a stumbling block to. Oh boy. You got grandfathers. You got grandmothers who've been going to church all their life. They bought you to church. Praise God, got you. But you done got to the point now that you are grown. Praise God, you making some money. And guess what? I don't think I need to go to no church. You know who you, and you got children that's watching you. You got those around you who are watching you. Praise God, because if they look up to you, praise God, you are being a stumbling block for that child. Oh Lord, boy, I know I'm right today. Because guess what? Soon as that child steps out of place, the one that you didn't bring to church, the one that you didn't read the Bible to, soon as that child steps out of place and do something crazy, then you're going to be running looking for everybody you could that can call on the name of love. But see, you have been a stumbling block to the child. You let them know that church is not important. Praise God, hallelujah. So you need to ask yourself that question. Will it damage, praise God, my influence on other folk? Finally, number six.
Does it create doubt about doing the will of my Father? Oh, Lord. Think about that for a minute.
Yes.
There's a scripture in Matthew that says that you are the salt of the earth.
Yes.
And if the salt has lost its savor, in other words, its flavor, that's what that means. Wherein shall it be salted? Goes on to say that it is good for nothing but to be what? Trampled or trodden under the foot of men. That salt is nothing but your influence. Every born again believer who stands up and say that for God I live, and it's for God that I'm going to die. Praise God. Let me tell you something. You got some influence. Amen. And let me tell you something. You don't want to lose that.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't want to lose that. So those are six. Those are six questions. When you walk in worthy of the Lord, and you decide you want to step out. You want to do something on your own. Think about it. The sixth question, can I go through them real quick again? I wish I could have given them to us so they can write them on the board. Praise God. Will it bring glory to God? Will it lead into temptation? Will it enslave me? Will it defile my body? Will it damage my influence on others? And finally, does it create doubt about doing the will of my Father? See, when we can know God's will and we practice it, we shall walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. I'm talking about being fruitful in every good work. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I tell folks all the time, God, I'm far from being perfect. Somebody say all of us. You're right. But guess what? I ain't walk anywhere I want to walk with my head up. Although I'm not perfect, I can go anywhere, walk anywhere, in any setting, with my head up. I'm talking about up. I don't have to worry about that one saying, oh.
All right.
I don't have to worry about somebody saying, well, I know I saw him over here. I see Sister Carla is in here. I don't think I'm an embarrasser. Something happened some years ago. Sister Carla said, gee whiz, how in the world, Pastor Martin, remember that? Thought about it when I was doing these questions. Sister Carla know where I'm getting ready to go. She know where I'm getting ready to go. We were in Walmart. And Sister Carla walked up behind me. I'm in line. And when I glanced back, y'all know how that Martinelli sparkling grape juice. You got the white, and you got the grape. And I just happened,
I realized it was her behind my turn. I said, how you doing? And she had about 4 or 5 of them bottles in her basket. You remember this now. She said, oh, that's not nothing to drink. That's not nothing to drink.
She, I don't have to worry about nobody saying, well, I saw Pastor Martin in the store. Man, he had a cart full of liquor. Because I don't want to be a negative influence on somebody else. Praise God. Praise God. Last thing that Paul prayed. What the last thing? But Paul prayed that they might be strengthened. Put verse 11 back up on that marquee. Look what he says. He says, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with what? Joyfulness. You see, once we know his will and we walk worthy of the Lord unto pleasing, praise God, this gives us strength, praise God, with all might. That word might just denotes power. And power means strength. And we as Christians need the strength to live by the word of God. And to live by God's will. And we get that strength through his Holy Spirit, who warns us, who tells us, who keeps us straight, who leads us, and who guides us into all truth. That's where we get that strength from. And the Holy Spirit is going to be the one that's going to lead you to read your word so that you can learn of him. The Holy Spirit is going to be the one to lead you to get down on your knees. And if you can't kneel, sit down, praise God. If not, lay down, praise God. Or even while you're driving your car, the Holy Spirit is going to be the one to give you the power to start interceding and praying for somebody else.
Man.
There is power in intercessory prayer. And when we look at that power, praise God, and when we are strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, praise God, guess what? He fortifies us against the temptations of Satan.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
At Acts 1:8, Jesus said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. This is what we're supposed to be, witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and in the utmost parts of the earth. Now, saints of God,